You know what your wife needs, Charles' mother asserted. To be forced to work. Manual labor. She doesn't have enough to do. But she keeps busy, said Charles. Keeps busy? Doing what? Reading novels. Evil books. Books against religion, where they make fun of priests by quoting Voltaire. But a person without religion, my poor child, will always end up bad. And so it was decided that Emma should be prevented from reading novels. Old Madame Bovary left on a Wednesday, which was a market day in Yonville. Emma was sitting at the window, as she often did when she noticed a gentleman dressed in a green velvet frock coat. Despite the heavy gaiters on his legs, he wore elegant yellow gloves. He was heading toward the doctor's house, followed by a peasant, walking with his head down, a pensive look on his face. "May I see the doctor?" he asked Justin, the pharmacist's assistant, who was talking to Félicité on the doorstep, and added, "Tell him that Monsieur Rodolphe Boulanger of La Huchette is here." La Huchette was an estate near Yonville, whose chateau he had just acquired. He lived a bachelor life, and was reputed to have an income of at least 1,500 pounds. Charles came into the parlour. Monsieur Boulanger introduced his man, who wanted to be bled, because he felt as if there were ants crawling up and down his body. "It will take them away," the peasant maintained against all arguments. Bovary, therefore, began preparing a bandage and a basin, asking Justin to assist him. Then he said to the villager, who was already quite pale, "Don't be afraid, my boy." "Not me," the other answered. "Go ahead." And he held out his muscular arm with an air of bravado. The blood spurted out at the prick of the lancet and splattered all over the mirror. "Hold the basin closer," Charles exclaimed. "Look at that," said the peasant. "You'd swear it was a little fountain the way it runs. Look how red my blood is. Must be a good sign, isn't it?"
"Sometimes," said the doctor, "you don't feel anything at first, and then you faint away, especially people as healthy as you."
At these words, the man dropped the little box that he had been turning with his fingers. His shoulders jerked so rapidly that they made the back of his chair crack. His hat fell off.
"I thought so," said Bovary, placing his finger over the vein.
The basin began trembling in Justin's hands. His knees shook, and he became pale.
"Emma! Emma!"
Charles called. She came running down the stairs.
"Some vinegar!"
he cried.
"Good God! Two of them at once!"
He was so upset, he could hardly apply the compress.
"It's all right,"
Monsieur Boulanger said calmly, supporting Justin in his arms. He propped him up on the table, with his back against the wall. Madame Bovary began removing his cravat. Then she poured vinegar on her batiste handkerchief and patted his temples gently, blowing on them softly. The farmhand awoke, but Justin's fainting spell persisted, and his pupils were disappearing into their pale eyeballs like blue flowers in milk. The pharmacist arrived, and when he saw that his apprentice's eyes were open,
"Fool," he said, "little fool, fool in four letters. That bleeding is such a big affair."
Justin said nothing, dressed himself, and left. And they spoke for a few more minutes about fainting spells. Madame Bovary had never had one.
"That's very strange for a lady," said Monsieur Boulanger. "Some people are very delicate. I've seen a second pass out at a duel, just from the noise of the pistols being loaded."
Monsieur Boulanger dismissed his servant, advising him to calm down now that his whim was satisfied.
"It did give me a chance to become acquainted with you,"
he added, looking at Emma as he spoke. He was soon on the other side of the river, and Emma could see him in the meadow, walking under the poplars and slowing down occasionally, as if he were thinking.
"She's very pleasing," he told himself. "Very pleasing, that doctor's wife."